Let's just thank the Lord before we do a song. By the way, for those of us watching, I'm Pastor Emmanuel Oba from Phoenix, Arizona, and this is Gospel Mission, Johnson International. And we welcome everybody in Jesus' name. The Lord is good, and is good all the time. So let us be seated while we take this next verse. The song is related to the message of today. I believe God will bless you, and God will honor you, and God will lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It is a new year, and God is out this time to do something great for his people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is something in the wind that tells me that this will be a great year for the people of God. It will be a great year for God. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Please go ahead and do the song, Ike. It says, I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow
Jesus. It's an old-time confession I want us to consider this morning.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Turning back.
Turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning. Thank you, praise team. You can take your seat. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. It's a confession. It's a decision to answer the call. And when we make that decision, Lord, grant us grace to stick to it to the end in the name of Jesus. So that, Lord, Father, we will not deviate. We will not leave it. It might not be easy, but you promise us you'll be with us through it all. Father, we have decided to follow Jesus. And there might be others watching this morning who may not have made that decision. And thousands or millions are dying every year without Christ. The cry of our soul, Lord, this morning is that you reach them in the mighty name of Jesus. For this cause you came and you died. Every single one of us, care for. You will have died for anybody here. Came for this purpose. Reach your people, Lord. Reach these people, Lord, in every nation of the world. That there will be this year will be a great revival, a year of restoration, a year that many will turn to the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's one of the cross when we were in those younger days. When you give your life to Christ, we sing this song and we were fervent in this confession that I have made a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Amen. The message of today, by the grace of God, is follow that rock. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Follow that rock. Amen. And we take our reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 5. To follow that rock. Follow Jesus Christ. Follow that rock. Amen. But this reading is a little different. You see what I mean? It's the other way around. And then we go on to minister and preach on this issue, on this topic. Moreover, brethren, I will not that you should not be ignorant how that all our fathers were what? Under the cloud. Amen? And all passed through the sea. Verse 2. And we are all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all of them did eat the same spiritual meat. 4. And all of them did drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank out of that spiritual rock. Amen. But here is the point I want us to notice. They drank out of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was what? Christ. Verse 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. Go back to verse 4. 10:4, please. And all of them did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock is our Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'll point out why this is strange. I'll point out why this should not be, and why this is applying to our day and time. And I will ask us to make a change if you are affected. We've had many messages, discussion regarding to the rock. We know who the rock is. The book of Psalm, I believe is Psalm 18 verse 31. Say, who is the God but our Lord? And who is the rock but God? Our rock is our God. Why do we call him the rock of ages? Why do we preach about looking unto the rock? Why do we call him, lean on him on the rock? No, in different messages. We say of him that he is the stone the builders have rejected, or the rock that the builders have rejected. But the same rock has become our chief cornerstone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Jesus Christ, the rock of ages. He happens to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So now in a day, in a time, when most everything in life this day is transient, unfortunately, people royalty is transient, it comes and goes. People belief system is transient, it comes and goes. everything that we hold in life is so transient this day because mankind have made it so. Marriage is transient. Love is transient. Nothing is stable as it used to be. But in following Christ, we have called people to a high order and say, follow Jesus, not just from today, but for all your life in this world, to follow Jesus Christ. Not to deviate, not to make it transit. Okay, I will do it when it fits me. I will do it when I want. No. Our call to follow Jesus Christ is permanent. It doesn't vary due to situation or circumstances. But that is what we have in our day and our time, is that many have made this call, that decision, to be transient. When it fits them, they are Christian. In fact, in a week, many changes 7 times. On Sundays, there are Christians. On Saturday, they are not. On Friday, they are something else. When they get to work, they are something else. When they go to the party system, there are some that every weekend, even they call themselves Christians and stuff, they still go through certain things that we shouldn't go. And on Sunday, we are Christians. No, that shouldn't be. Our call is to be Christian at all time and every day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Important question was asked about sin this morning. We are no more under sin, but if you fail, you still can turn back to Christ. But God didn't make it clear to us. He said, why should we, those who have been called out, why should we remain in sin that grace may abound? Say, God forbid. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. But back to what we are discussing this morning. Christ is the rock. But something happened here that he is the one following them instead of them doing what? Following him. And as I was meditating on this, a situation actually led me to this. There's something that is I'm looking at and I'm concerned about following Christ. And at a point, I get to a point, I say, my God, what is this happening so when we are following you? And God pointed me to this scripture and I was reading and they say, I am the one following many of you. I am the one following you patiently, in love, in mercy, in kindness. And I asked myself, there's a point to this. There is no captain that follows the lead. Amen? There is no general in the army or in the force that follows the lead. And when a captain, a leader, is the one following, then there is something wrong with this picture. I ask, if that is the case, why are you, Lord, following these people? And he says, look at the outcome, look at what happened, look at if I am the one leading. A journey of few weeks turned to how many years? 40 good years. Because that rock was following them. I waited patiently for them to turn around and give me the lead and say, okay, Lord, take the lead. Let us be the one that will follow you. But I followed them in love for 40 good years, waiting for them, crying for them, hoping for them to turn around and give me the lead, the leadership. And I say, how does that apply to me and to us this day? Does it mean I'm not following you? Does it mean that many of us here actually are not following Christ? But we are content with Christ following us day by day, week by week, month by month, patiently as a father that loves you As a father that cares for you, he took a back position where he should not be. And we are happy being Christians. If you go to verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, these people says, it says that they are the called out church. I will know that you be ignorant. This, our fathers were all under the crowd, supernatural crowd. The glory, the Shekinah glory was with them. They are the called out church in the wilderness. They have seen a tangible evidence of God. They were baptized in the sea. They ate the manna from heaven, that bread of heaven, they ate it. They felt God, they saw God walking with them, showing them that is God. God is a gentle spirit. He never takes anything from his children by force. He doesn't ram it into you and say you have to do it. The calling me and you have today as a Christian is a willing decision. Whoever wills, let them come. Now, if you don't give God lead in your life, then God will follow you because he loves you. I pray he will not abandon any of us in Jesus' name. But the place of God in our life is not behind. It should be before. So he said that these people were in the sea. Go to chapter 5, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Let's go there quickly, please. But even though they were called out church, they were in the wilderness, but they are a church, the Catholic church in the wilderness, experiencing the glorious revelations of God. God was manifesting to them that he's God. The Shekinah glory was with them. They were baptized in the sea. They saw evidence. They ate the manna. Everything, the miracles of God were being done. And they, but they never gave God the lead. Go to verse 6. Because God wasn't leading. Now, these things were examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted because God wasn't leading. Verse 7. They lusted after evil things. Go to 7, please. 10:7. Neither be ye idolaters. At a point, they were nearly wiped out because they were practicing idolatry. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and lose to up to play with the devil. Verse 8. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them did committed and fell in one day 23,000. Because God was not leading. I'm just reading some of the manifestations. The pain, the suffering, they have to go through because Christ was not in the lead. And many of us have to go through life today with a lot of regrets, with a lot of reduce, with a lot of, had I known, with a lot of mistakes and anguish because even as a Christian, we have not truly put God in the lead. He's not leading. Trying to lead from behind. And the only reason he's sticking with you till now is because he loves you and cares for you. But the question he asks is, how long will I have to stay behind? How long will we allow him to stay behind us? To follow us, trying to lead us from behind. A captain should be in front, not behind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A general should take charge and guide and direct us where to go, how to go, what to do. Young people that are here, you are still young. The sooner you give Jesus Christ the leadership of your life, the better for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah 51 says, look unto that rock. Isaiah 51 verse 1. Look unto that rock. Ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, say, look unto that rock whence you are hewn, and to that pit of hole whence you are digged up from. You are part of Christ, a cut out from that rock, from that cornerstone. He said, when you are looking at your walking or your existing or whatever, he said, look unto that rock. There is something he's saying here we're going to dive into in a few minutes. Look unto that rock. Your heritage is there. Amen. Your identity is there. Amen. Your nature, your type, your genome, your everything about it is in that rock. Say you that follow after righteousness. You that is seeking God. Do not ever forget to look unto that rock, because you are cut out from there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What does it mean to actually follow Jesus? I started asking myself that question. Is he coming to church? No. It is part of it, but that does not make you a Christian. And even when you're a Christian, and you have all these attributes of a Christian in you, you have born again, you are regenerated, you have changed from darkness to light, you have made him your Lord and your Savior, and you have not given Christ leadership of your life to be in control, there are consequences, and many of us are paying for that. But the day that you decided to actually follow Jesus Christ, then you will swing around and say, Lord, I want you to lead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to go in front. And when God starts to lead, when he's put in front, you have to look up to him, like he says, ye, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto. You have to look up to him on a daily basis for that leadership. May God have mercy on us in Jesus' mighty name. This revelation went on for some time. I think it was in the night. And I looked at it and said, may God have mercy. Are you telling me that many of this time you have been just behind? We have not actually, in many cases, given you leadership. That like Israel, who should have done a journey of 40 days or 40 weeks, I don't know how many weeks it will have been or days, but definitely not 40 years. To the point that people who started this journey all died in the wilderness. Every one of them that left Egypt. Only few. Joshua, Caleb, and some few others that saw the promised land. All the others perished. The sand that they were wearing didn't wear out. The shirt they put on was the same as it is. Every miracle, every evidence of God's divine nature was manifesting in them. Yet, they did not give Christ the leadership of their life. May that not be our portion in Jesus' mighty name. To follow Christ, you have to answer yourself some questions. Am I born again? Yes. Do I love him? Many of us will say yes. Do I believe in him? And these are going to be tested in the course of following Christ. Yes. Do I try as a Christian to share Christ to the world? Yes or no? Do I honor him or try to honor him with my life? Those are questions you have to answer. One of the symbols or one of the examples of being a follower of Christ, I'm going to name about four. These four will tie up everything. And you can ask yourself, am I truly following Jesus Christ? Or is Jesus following me like he followed the Israelites? He said here in Luke chapter 9 verse 23, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Quickly, please. Luke 9, 23. And he said to them, "Oh, if any man will come after me, let him do what? Deny him or herself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Now, when God is giving you a revelation, he breaks it down to the point where it becomes life. It's no more a word. It becomes really a life issue. It becomes life. It's active. It's like you are watching something on CNN and they say life. Not that it happened yesterday or two. It becomes life. And I say, let him take up his cross every day and do what? Follow me daily. Now, many of us think that taking up the cross is about persecution. Cross is a symbol of death. In the days of the Roman Empire, when you are condemned by the justice system or injustice system, they actually make you to carry that cross to the place of crucifixion, like Jesus Christ have to carry it. It's a symbol of that, but when Jesus Christ came, symbol of cross become a symbol of life for me and for you. In other words, when he says, carry your cross every day and follow me, it's a call that we should continually die to the flesh and our life in the spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Of course, with it will come the suffering and the trials at times and also many, many victories. But Jesus Christ is saying, if you truly want to follow me, you have to carry your cross and follow me on a daily basis. And as we say in the beginning, Christianity is no more a daily issue. It's a transient situation for many. On Sunday, you are a Christian. The effect of Sunday fellowship may still be there on Monday morning. Maybe it will last till Monday evening. By Tuesday morning, we are back to the world. We are no more seeking the face of God. That is not Christianity for God or the way that God calls us to be. You can't be a Sunday Christian. Here it says, whoever, if any man, anybody will come after me, let him first deny himself. It's a sacrifice you have to decide if I want to make, decided to follow Jesus. And once you make that decision, it is now a daily event in your life to pick up that cross and remember that cross and follow Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 It's the beginning of the year, brethren. We are calling certain things to action in our life, in my life, in the life of each and every one of us. The passion, the love we have in the beginning is dying off in many Christians. There's lukewarmness that is coming on, and it is just spreading and spreading. You see a little glimpse of that on Sunday, but during the week and so on and so forth, it starts to pass away. The call to carry that cross is a daily call. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have to be guided in the footsteps of Christ. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Peter 2, 21. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. One of my sons asked me an important question this morning about some people who pretend to call themselves Christians. It happens that many of us, as Christians or supposed to be Christians, are no more watching the footsteps of Christ. Unfortunately, this leaves impression, especially to the young people, that this is how Christ is to be presented. And many are watching it. Now, Christ is saying here, for hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps. The question is regarding love. The question is regarding concern for others. How do we measure up in Christ's footsteps in this area when it pertains to others? It's a question we have to ask ourselves, and I pause for you to maybe think about it. Footsteps of Christ. It's a big one to follow. It's a big one for us to, a standard for us to even try. But one thing I know is that God's grace is sufficient. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you have made a decision to follow Christ, really made a decision to follow him, the way, the path may be hard. But one thing I found about God is that he understood us more than even we understand ourselves. If you have made that decision and it is you, important, an integral part of your life, God's grace will be sufficient. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will help out. Not going to allow you to do it yourself. But when he is following you, if you don't give him leadership, there's really much he can do. He's there to correct, to continue loving and to carry you on. But Christ is meant to lead and not to follow. You cannot follow after somebody's footsteps when you are in the front. Am I right? Can you, if I'm walking, I've watched some movie where people are passing through swamp, through delicate condition, and the leader says, make sure that you put your step exactly where, because if you miss it, you'll be on a sinking sand. And everybody was very attentive. Passing this place, I passed here 10 times. I passed here so many times. I know where the quicksand is. I know where the sinking hole is. I know where there is a deception of the ground. If you put your step there, you are going to fall. So follow my footstep. Does he go behind and lead from behind? No. He is right in the front. But look at Israel. 40 whole good years, he was leading from behind. And what many mistakes, what many regrets, how many life has to be lost, how many pain and suffering they have to undergo. How many redos do you have to redo? Because they were following Christ. They were not following Christ, but Christ was following them. And I say to you that the Lord says that many of us are still not giving him leadership. He's following you because he loves you. He follows you because he cares for you. He following you because he hopes that you can turn around and say, let me follow. You lead. And once Christ continues to follow you, there are circumstances he cannot change. He can only try to fix it. But the pain and suffering, the headache that comes with it, you bear the brunt of it. You suffer the consequences. And I'm praying that God will open our eyes to give Christ leadership so that he can lead and we can follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We have to be willing to obey and submit to him. In this case, Israel was an example. 1 Samuel 15, we're going to read it. He said to obey is better than what? Sacrifice. Like me and you, I find this part very hard. To obey. Because we have our own made up mind. Because the enemy is there whispering to us, that's not the way. Because people are there trying to push you out. Obey. Obey means to listen. You have to listen to what you're bearing. And to follow that person's instruction to the T. Obey is to be centered. The instruction we are given to be centered in following it. And it is very hard to obey, to submit, to yield, to give ground and say, not my will, but thy will be done. It is very hard. I struggle with it just like you. But brethren, I pray that you try this year, you make effort this year to submit yourself under the God's everlasting arms. It makes life a lot easier. A lot easier if we do this. Amen. The last one I will bring forth is, you can't cherry pick God's word. In other words, you pick the one you want and you reject the one you don't want. That is good for me. That's not good for me. That's not going to work if you truly want to follow Jesus. You have to take the whole package or none. Know when you go to buy certain things and it's packaged in a bag. You don't put out this one and say, this is the one I will take for $5.99. The whole package is $5.99 or $5.49. Say, let me take out some apples or this one. And no, you carry the bag and you check it out. Christ is such that you cannot, the God, word of God, you cannot cherry pick it. You cannot say, this is the one I want, I don't want this. Every word of God is what? True. For this purpose. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. You can't cherry pick it because it's given to us, all scripture is given to us for what? Inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why is it profitable for even correction? It's not easy. Because that is why Christ is there. The conscience of Christ in your soul, spirit, and body is telling you that this is wrong, this is right, don't do it. Brethren, anybody that will make it to heaven, and I pray that it is all of us, will have to agree that thy word is true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That the whole of God's word is true. Remember I said, do not despair, do not give up. His grace is more than sufficient, even in the midst of our failures. God is graceful, God is merciful. That's why he's able to follow rebellious, stiff-necked people, arrogant, name it, they have it all. But he still followed them for many, many, many years. How hard it can be to see your children or see your loved ones going on the wrong path and you just keep following them and praying and looking at them and calling God and asking for them to change. That is exactly what Jesus Christ did. But I'm saying that's not the best for us. We need to follow him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There's dividend of following God. The blessings of following Christ Jesus is that the resources of heaven is at your disposal. Amen. The resources of heaven is at your disposal when you follow Jesus Christ. Psalm 91 verse 15. Psalm 91 verse 15. Hallelujah. He shall call upon me, and what will do happen? I will answer him. I will be with him even in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him because you are following him. There is blessings in following Jesus Christ. Even without the supernatural intervention of God and blessing that comes with following him, the natural, it saves you a ton of headache. Many things that happen to us or we go through is me and you. Walk out of no wisdom of God guiding us. We don't seek his face and we take actions. We keep going back to drink from that rock, but we are not listening to that rock. We are not following that rock. He will still follow you because he loves you. He cares for you. Man, I wish God will reveal it to our heart. The understanding that God truly loves us. How can the King of heaven and earth follow mankind? While we make all these mistakes and fail, stumble up and down. Yet, he cares you, cares for you so much that he keeps walking behind you. He could have just cut you off. He could have just have given up like I probably will do. If it is me. But no, that is not our God. His love is great. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have less chances of making mistakes, having regrets, because of what? Just the wisdom and the grace that comes from following him is able to reduce drastically life situations that happens to many of us. Talk to many people and they say, wow, if only I had followed him. If only I have listened. If only I have seriously paid attention to this. Psalm 37 verse 23. Quickly, please. Psalm 37 verse 23. Because this is why it will help you to avoid all this headache, because the steps of a good man or woman are done what? Are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his. Your steps is actually ordered. As a turn off, headache removed. If God is leading and you are following, that is how he can order your steps. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because you are walking in his footsteps. You are trying your best every day to walk in that footsteps of God. Matthew chapter 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon what? Upon a rock. A rock. Well, while others are building on a sinking sand, shallow foundation, you mounted yourself. Your hope, your aspiration, your hope, your everything about you, you put it on that rock. Then when the storms of life and things will come and beat on it day and night, the chance of survival, overcoming is assured. For that is built upon the rock. So, brethren, my advice to all of us today is taken from John chapter 6, verse 67 to 68. That's the last scripture we are reading this morning. John chapter 6, verse 67 to 68. John chapter 6, 67 to 68. That's the scripture for us this morning. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will you also go away from following me? Then Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal. This is when the situation is hard. This is when you are up to here about to drown. This is when the situation is such that you don't understand this, just so hard that they don't know where to turn again. And the enemy come and say, why don't you give up? Quit, pack away, back out. Give them the answer of his disciple, Simon Peter. Where could we go? Where else? You have a better answer for me? To the president? Security will shoot you before you even cross the door. To your mom or dad? They can't even help themselves. To the pastor? Want me to hand you over my own troubles? I can't even help myself. To that prophet, any of them charlatans. To your husband or to your wife. The going is hard, it's tough now. We don't know where to turn to. The water seems to be over above our head. And they came and said, oh, what is going to happen to us? And he turned around and said, will you also go away? And Peter said, just point me in the direction. Is there another place to go? Do we have any other resources? But Lord, where else could we go? I admonish you this morning, brethren. Don't turn your back from following him. Continue looking and following that rock. Our day and time is coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we are going to lay down all our defensive system, off our shield, our sword, our lives, ups and downs and stuff. And it will be a day of rejoicing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I know following him is not easy. It's actually costly at times. If you wait with anything easy, say, man, let me go through that soft, easy way. Or the world wants to make you look like you are losing out on something. Or Satan wants to make that if only you are not following him, you may have an easier part. Take it from me as much as little as it's worth, that the best way, Jesus Christ, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet as the praise team comes together. Then Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Where will we go? Because you have the words of eternal life. Let me explain that as the praise team comes out. Because you have the word of what? Eternal life. Every other thing is transient, brethren. They will pass away. They will go away. They will not endure. They will be washed away. But except one thing we have. The word of God will take you to eternity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he who has promised will never fail. He said, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor what? Forsake you. So hang in there. If you are just starting on this journey, hang in there. If you've been on this route for 10 years, hold on. If it's been for 20 years, don't quit. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. Never give up on Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Never back down or back away. For it is in only him, him alone, that we have words of eternal life. That's why we say, and we say it, and we stick to it. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. If you are here this morning and you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, if you have never yet learned to follow him, if you want to take a closer walk with him, I want you to join me in prayer this morning. If you are watching us from any part of the world, and you say, Lord, I now know that I have not given it all. I have not followed you like I should. I have been walking in your front. I have been leading the Lord instead of the Lord leading me. Join me this morning and say, Lord, help me. I say, no turning back. Say, thou art. I said, I walk behind me. That cross before me. That walk behind me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, blessed be the name of God. Blessed be the name of God.
Oh, yes, no turning back. Is there anyone here this morning that need prayer in this regard? Did it occur to you that Christ has been following you? Instead of you following him in a lot of ways. This morning you are saying, I have decided to follow Jesus. If you have not even started the journey by giving your life to Christ, here is an opportunity for you. I have decided to follow Jesus. Raise your hand wherever you might be. Just raise your hand as we pray. To follow Jesus. Just raise your hand everywhere you be. If you feel that there is something else we need to do other differently, just raise your hand this morning with me. Oh, no turning back, Jesus. No turning back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that any among us this morning who has been leading you and is making a decision to follow this morning, grant the grace, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And any who is watching and they know that this has been the case, Father, reach out to them and give them the grace to make a quick decision to give you leadership in the name of Jesus. Be it in their home, be it in their life, in their business, in their church, in any aspect of their life. Father, from today, take the leadership in the name of Jesus. That it may be well with our soul. Thank you, Father. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody.